In this bulletin, Israel and the UAE strike an historic deal to normalise relations. Pressure mounts on governments to improve coronavirus health messaging in languages other than English. And in the NRL, the injury list for the Roosters grows as one star is hospitalised. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have brokered an historic deal normalising relations between the two countries, which previously had no diplomatic ties. United States President Donald Trump helped negotiate the agreement between the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Crown Prince. Under the deal, Israel will suspend its plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank, but Mr. Netanyahu says those plans are still on the table. Mr. Netanyahu says the two nations will cooperate on a vaccine for COVID-19 and a range of other bilateral agreements.
We announced the establishment of a full and formal peace between Israel and the UAE. It includes the mutual opening of embassies, direct flights, and many, many other bilateral agreements. This is the greatest advancement toward peace between Israel and the Arab world in the last 26 years, and it marks the third formal peace between Israel and an Arab nation.
The UAE has promised to remain a strong supporter of the Palestinian people, but Palestinian commentators have criticised the move. The World Health Organization has downplayed the danger of COVID-19 on food packaging, stressing there are no examples of foodborne transmission. It comes after two cities in China reported the discovery of virus traces on imported frozen food and food packaging. WHO epidemiologist Maria van Kerkhove says China has tested hundreds of thousands of food packages, with less than 10 found to have COVID-19. Head of WHO Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, says people should feel safe about consuming food.
People should not fear food or food packaging or the processing or delivery of food. Food is very important, and I would hate to think that we would create an impression that there's a problem with our food or there's a problem with our food chains. They're under enough pressure as it is already. We will continue to track findings like this, but as Maria said, there is no evidence that food or the food chain is participating in transmission of this virus.
A special commission of inquiry into the Ruby Princess debacle is set to deliver its findings today. The cruise ship that docked at Sydney's Circular Quay in March has been linked to hundreds of COVID-19 cases and more than 20 deaths. Commissioner Brett Walker, SC, has been examining the circumstances that led to almost 2,700 people being allowed off the ship without proper health checks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison promised to cooperate with the state-based inquiry, but lawyers for the federal government threatened High Court action to force the inquiry to withdraw a summons for an official from the Department of Agriculture who had refused to appear. Pressure is intensifying on governments to improve coronavirus health messages in languages other than English. The Victorian government announced it will spend $14.3 million to better support multicultural communities. The new funding will help organisations provide culturally specific relief and translation or interpreter services. A Culled Communities Task Force will be established with the Victorian Multicultural Commission, while contact tracers will receive additional cultural training. Settlement Services International's Yamama Aga says translators play a key role during the pandemic.
Their health department, they do use interpreters because it's a very complex process and complex information and a lot of questions. There's a small percentage of people which is still a concern that they don't think the pandemic is serious, and it is the group that is most at risk, which is the older people.
Queensland has become the first state in Australia to criminalise gay conversion therapy after the state government voted to make the practice illegal. Under the new law, health practitioners who try to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through aversion therapy, hypnotherapy or psychoanalysis could face up to 12 months in jail or 18 months if the victim is a minor. Victoria and the ACT have also committed to banning the practice. In rugby league, Sydney Roosters star Luke Keary was rushed to hospital last night, suffering a rib injury in his side's 18-point loss to the Melbourne Storm. Keary was hit on the side while being tackled. There were concerns that there may have been some internal bleeding, so Roosters management called for an ambulance. The victory helped the Storm to go to the top of the ladder. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower, 18 degrees today. Adelaide, showers and 16. Melbourne, showers and a possible storm, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15 degrees. Canberra, showers and 15. Wollongong, showers increasing, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, a top of 20. Newcastle, showers also increasing and 22. Brisbane, sunny, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.